Hello.
Merry
Yes,
Christmas.
Merry
And welcome
Christmas.
to Simply Honest Motherhood.
Yes.
My name is Ashley. This is my friend
Yes,
Christy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, happy December. What in the world? We're here.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love it. It is the most wonderful time of the year after all.
Yes.
It is joyful and
Most
triumphant.
wonderful time of the year. Yep.
Yes, and we're gonna do something, I guess a little different today.
Yeah.
We invite you all in. This is what makes Simply Honest Motherhood what it is.
Yes.
This is what makes us what we are,
Mm-hmm.
who we are. This is what I believe holds the world together.
Yes,
You
absolutely.
know.
100%, yeah.
You hear us on this podcast if you've listened for very long, and if you haven't, there's a whole library we welcome you to listen to. And we talk about Jesus a lot.
Yep, Holy Spirit.
Yep.
Yep.
And I get it. Sometimes you don't understand why. You may not understand why, or you may not understand why we care about Jesus. It
Right.
may sound just like a bunch of religion.
Right.
Your thought may be, I'm not religious. But we're not either.
Yeah.
And so we invite you in today. We're just going to talk about, it's going to be fairly quick. We're not going to
Yeah.
spend an hour preaching.
No.
But we want to tell you the good news
Yeah.
so that you know.
Yeah.
And if it's never been presented to you before,
Yeah. Will be presented now.
we're going to present it to you
Yeah.
so that you know. So first of all, we're going to do what we always do and pray and invite him in. Do
Yeah.
you want to do that or do you want me to do it?
Sure, I'll do it.
Okay.
Father God, thank you so much for today, for every person listening. We just bless them in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful time of the year. We thank you for sending your son to die for us so that we could live in freedom and live with you in relationship. It's so beautiful and so wonderful. Just be empowered through your love. We welcome you here. This is your podcast, Holy Spirit. You take charge. You come out our mouths. This is your deal. We release it all to you. We love you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, I think so many people know, or they think they know, like what the gospel is. You know what
Right.
I mean? Or you say something, and sometimes those who don't believe kind of turn their attention off
Yes.
a little bit. You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? And even those of us that do believe, maybe we should reflect on it a little bit more.
Yeah.
About the power and the glory and the goodness in it.
Yeah.
So the bottom line is there is a God that loves you.
Yep.
And he was and is and always will be.
Yep.
He has been forever
Yeah.
and he will always be.
Yes.
He made this planet that we are on. He made the universe around us.
Yeah.
He made everything we see and feel. He authored the life of every single person that's ever lived.
Yeah.
He created mankind to be his children.
Yep.
He wanted family. It's recorded in the Bible that the angels actually said, when the Lord said, "Let us make man in our image," that the angels said, "What is man?" Because angels are not created to sit down in the presence of God. They're servants.
Right.
God wanted people to, someone, to
Yeah.
be able to come boldly into the throne of grace to sit with him,
To be family. He wants a family.
to fellowship.
And to choose to love him. Yeah, it's a big deal.
The Bible says over and over again to know him. and to know in whom you have believed.
Yeah.
It's about relationship.
Yeah.
That's what the gospel is.
Yeah.
The first man failed.
Yep.
He was given dominion. Mm-hmm. This is Adam and Eve, you know. God created Adam and Eve. They were in the garden. It's a little bit more than just he ate the apple or whatever it was.
Yeah. It's a little more than that. Yeah.
And he fell.
Yeah.
He gave dominion over the earth to the enemy.
Yeah.
And because of that, sin entered into mankind.
Yeah.
Because of that, not one person was born.
Yeah.
Without fallen nature.
Yeah.
Because mankind fell.
Yeah.
So mankind needed a savior.
Mm-hmm.
To ever have a hope of reconnecting back to God.
Yeah.
I find it beautiful. One of my favorite Bible ministers said, she said God told her when Adam fell, she said, the Lord said to her, if I would have reached down and grabbed him, as was my desire,
mm-hmm.
the sin he was would have burned up in my glory. So I had to let him fall.
Aww.
I couldn't touch him.
Right.
Because sin cannot be in the presence of holiness.
Right.
Not because God is, it just cannot.
Yeah, it just, how it is.
Darkness is displaced by the light.
Yeah.
It period. Is.
Yeah.
But the Lord had a plan.
Yeah.
And his only son said, I will go. To buy back mankind.
Yep.
So when we say we've all sinned, we've all sinned.
Mm-hmm.
God has a way, and whatever he does is right.
Yes.
It just is right. The way he made things is right.
Mm-hmm.
The way he said to do things is right. Mm-hmm. And anything else is wrong.
Yes.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we have ever missed what he said, then we've missed it.
Yeah.
Not because he's sitting up there, some mean old man.
Yeah.
But because we have not hit the mark.
Yeah.
Because we were born with fallen nature.
Yeah.
Mankind was separated from God.
Mm-hmm.
Could no longer be with him forever. And just like what the most famous scripture in the Bible, John 3:16.
Yep.
God so loved.
So
loved. So loved.
That he gave.
That he gave. His only begotten son. That whomever would believe in him would not perish, but have everlasting life.
Mm-hmm.
And that perish is a spiritual death. It's not a physical.
It's not forever separation from him.
Every one of us is a spirit.
Yeah.
We have a soul and we live in a body.
Yeah.
Our spirit lives on forever.
Yeah. Yeah,
you cannot get rid of a spirit.
No.
Hell was not created for people.
No.
It was created for a rebellious devil and the rebellious angels that followed him.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, men who choose not to believe
mm-hmm.
and follow the Lord go there.
Yeah.
Those that accept themselves into the kingdom of, you know, accept God
mm-hmm.
and get grafted into the kingdom of heaven, go to heaven.
Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah.
To be with a loving Father who wants them there.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people say, I'm a good person, though. That's great. I believe you.
Yeah.
Hell is full of good people.
Yeah.
Because it's not based on works.
No.
Not one thing any one of us could do.
No.
Could ever get us in right standing with God.
No. Yeah.
The Old Testament tells us that the wages of sin is death.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's automatically coming.
Yep.
Something had to die. There was a punishment that had to be paid.
Of
it price. Had to.
Yeah.
Had to.
Yeah.
So the very Son of God gave himself. He came to this earth as a baby, which we're celebrating right now, by the way. And we have a cool story about why Christmas is, it's really cool.
Yeah.
About like Christmas and stuff like that. We'll say that after here. He came, manifested himself. He lived on this earth, a completely sinless life, and he wasn't born of a man.
No.
So he did not have that sin nature inside of him. He came only from a woman, only from the seed of a woman, which was promised in the book of Genesis, that a seed of the woman would crush the enemy. He came, he lived, and he died on that cross. And you know what, folks? This is pretty much historical record.
It is.
This is record.
This is.
This is not... Yeah. You know, some people want to play this off as a fairy tale. There is record
it is not.
Everywhere.
Yep.
If you're looking for a real record.
Yeah.
He was in the grave 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
And he rose again. And he's sitting at the right hand of God. And because of the sacrifice, you can almost look at like, we're on one side of a cavern.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then like there's a massive valley,
mm-hmm.
and on the other side is God. Well, mm-hmm. how do we get there? But that cross became a bridge to walk on to get to God.
Yep.
And that was his will, by the way.
Yes, is what he wanted.
He wanted us back.
Yep.
And the book of Romans tells us in Romans, oh geez, it's loading here. In Romans 10, verse 9, if you acknowledge and confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord, and in your heart believe that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart a person believes, and so is justified and declared righteous and acceptable to God. And with the mouth he confesses, declares openly, and speaks out freely his faith and confirms his salvation. And it also says in verse 11, the scripture says, no man who believes in him will ever be put to shame or disappointed. And there's multiple scripture references for that.
Yeah.
There is no distinction between Jew and Greek, which basically means race, background, ethnicity.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's none. The same Lord is Lord over all. And he generously bestows his riches upon all who call upon him in faith.
Yep.
For everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord, invoking him as Lord, will be saved.
Yes.
But how are people to call upon him whom they have not believed, in whom they have no faith, on whom they have no reliance? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without a preacher? And how can men be expected to preach unless they are sent? And it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring glad tidings. How welcome is the coming of those who preach the good news of his good things. So that's what the gospel means.
Yeah.
The good news.
Yeah.
This is the good news.
It is good news.
We don't have to be separated from God anymore.
No. No.
We have a savior. And there's so much that comes along with what he died for.
Yeah.
Salvation, healing, mm-hmm. deliverance, freedom, peace,
yeah.
joy, hope, grace, wisdom, truth, guidance,
knowledge, comfort,
help,
everything.
I mean, it's the only religion in the world where the God gave himself.
Yep.
It's the only one. And he is alive and well today.
Yes, he is. And that's how you know it worked.
Mm-hmm.
He rose
right
from the grave.
Yeah.
It is finished.
He didn't stay dead.
Yeah.
He's alive today.
He's alive. He finished that work.
Yeah.
It is fully bought, paid for.
Yeah. The price has now been paid.
In full.
It has been.
Forever.
It's done.
Yeah. Yeah. So in this Christmas time, I just wanted to read you Luke 2, verse 14. When the angels were appearing to the shepherds, but this is so beautiful. It says, glory to God in the highest realms of heaven, for there is peace and a good hope given to the sons of men. That's Jesus. That's the gospel.
Mm-hmm. It's over. The war
has been won.
Has been won. And he's done it.
Yep.
And I challenge you, maybe you've heard about Jesus, maybe you grew up in church, maybe you've said, I really don't think there's any benefit.
Yeah.
You know, this is so not about religion.
No.
It's about knowing him.
Yeah.
Knowing him, who is very alive and very well and very interested in you.
Loves you and delights in you.
Yes. He knows everything about you.
He made you.
Yeah. He knows your hopes and your dreams and has a plan for you. And I challenge you, because it doesn't hurt, to say, Lord, prove it.
Yeah.
If you are there,
prove it.
And if you hear me, which he does.
Yep, we guarantee it.
Yeah.
We guarantee it.
Prove it. I invite you to prove it. He's a big boy. He can handle that request.
Yep. And he would be happy to.
And he's not going to be angry.
No.
Or smite thee. You know, I mean, I think sometimes we get right. So lost in like Old Testament. You guys, just don't worry about it. Okay.
Yeah,
the price has been paid. The consequence is over. Like the price is paid.
It's done. It's done.
Ask him.
Yep.
Ask him to prove himself. Ask him to show you himself. Show you who he is.
Yeah.
Ask him, if you love me so much, show me that you love me.
Yep.
And he'll do it. He will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the Psalms, it says he has compassion towards all that he has made.
Mm-hmm. He's compassionate and loving and caring, and his will is good, and his heart is good, and there is nothing about him that's evil or bad.
Nope. Not any
Not
part
anything.
Ever.
Jesus, from the people that I have heard that have had experiences with him one-on-one, I've had an experience with him. The love, you can't even understand, because it's not anything that can be reproduced on this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Not anything. Mm-hmm. And somebody described his eyes as pools of liquid love. And that's just, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
He would have died for just one person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because you're worth it.
Mm-hmm. Because he didn't want to be separated from you anymore.
No.
That's the heart of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Is I love these people and I want to be with them.
Yep.
And so today, we invite you to know our Jesus.
Yeah.
And to call on him as Lord.
Yep.
And to give your heart to him.
Mm-hmm.
And just like he said to Nicodemus,
mm-hmm.
to be born again.
Yeah.
And that's your spirit, man. The yeah. real you being born again.
Mm-hmm.
Switching kingdoms from darkness to light.
Yep.
giving yourself to Him.
Yeah.
It's not in the fanciness of a prayer.
No.
It's not in eloquence.
No. Or specific words. There's no.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's in the heart.
Yep.
I was listening to Jesse DePlanis talk about how he got born again. And he had been watching Billy Graham on TV.
Mm-hmm.
And it convicted him. And he ran into the bathroom because he didn't want to cry in front of his wife. And he shut the door. And he said, God came in that bathroom with me. And he stopped himself from crying. But he said, God, whatever Billy said. And that was his salvation prayer. Whatever Billy said.
Yep.
But he meant it with his heart.
Yep.
He meant it.
There it is.
There it is. And he said right there he was a changed person. Right then and there. And he was delivered from alcoholism.
Yeah.
And from awful other things.
Yeah.
And that same Jesus will do that for you too.
Yeah.
So, Christy, would you like to lead us in a prayer? And then what we do is you just, Christy's going to say it.
Yeah.
You repeat after her. I will do the repeating.
Okay.
So that you're not praying it alone.
Yeah.
It's so easy.
It's so easy and so simple.
He made it to be so easy. It.
Yes.
He made it to be so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, if it seems too good to be true, it's true. It is that good. I and know. It is true.
Yeah. Yep. It is. It is.
So deep down, if there's part of you saying, I want that, dare to reach out and receive it.
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Jesus.
Jesus.
I come before you.
I come before you.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I've messed up.
I have messed up.
And I can't fix it.
And I can't fix it.
But you can.
But you can.
You died on the cross.
You died on the cross.
To set me free.
To set me free.
To heal me.
To heal me.
And to forgive me.
And to forgive me.
I receive it.
I receive it.
I believe it.
I believe it.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And be in charge of my life.
And be in charge of my life.
I make you Lord over my life.
I make you Lord over my life.
And I step out.
And I step out.
Of the way.
Of the way.
Thank you for loving me.
Thank you for loving me.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Boom.
Boom. Yay.
If you prayed that prayer with us, the Bible says you are a new creation.
Yep.
Old things have passed away and all things have been made new. If you needed a fresh start, here we go.
Yep.
Welcome to your fresh start.
Yep. Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family
Welcome
of God.
Welcome to the fresh start.
Find you a Bible.
Yeah.
Get the app on your phone.
YouVersion.
The YouVersion Bible app. There's the blue Bible app or something
There's
like
Bible
that.
Bible Gateway Bible. There's a whole bunch.
There's a whole bunch. Start reading it. If the King James Version is intimidating to you, there's other versions. There's a New Living Version. There's the
New Living Translation.
New Living Translation. There's the Passion Translation. There's the New King James. There's the Message. There's the NIV. There's other translations that bring them into a little more
More of today's verbiage.
More of a today's language. Yep. Mm-hmm. And find you a good church.
Yeah.
Don't feel like you have to walk in a perfect person. Because
no.
That's a lie. And you know what? If you walk into a church and you don't feel like it's home, that's all right. It doesn't have to be.
No.
Find one that does feel like home.
Yeah.
Ask the Lord by the power of the Holy Spirit to show you the church to go to.
Yes, because He will.
Because He will. And then walk in confident. I don't care who you are, what you've done.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a single mom. Well, I've had babies out of wedlock. Well, I'm divorced. Well, I have children with multiple men. Well, I've been in addictions. Well, I've committed adultery. Well, I've...
Well, I'm in prison now because of whatever.
Right. Yeah. I have a record.
Yeah.
It does not matter.
No.
You go. Because you're now a child of God.
Yeah.
And that's what matters. and you just know him and you talk to him every day. It doesn't have to be special, eloquent, fancy words.
No, it's a conversation.
Yeah. Talk to him about what you're doing, about what your choices are. Ask him.
What do you think?
What do you think about this? What should I do? Tell me, Lord.
Yeah.
And he will.
Yeah.
He will. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
He's so good.
He is so good.
And I love that we're doing this at Christmas time.
Yes.
Because we're already talking about and celebrating the fact that he came.
Yes.
And that's what Christmas really is about.
It is.
Is that he came.
Yeah.
And I think when you get into it, sometimes people are like, well, it's not historically this and it's not that and whatever. And people want to call it a pagan holiday too.
Mm-hmm.
Like really religious people want to call it like a pagan holiday and they refuse to celebrate it. And I get that if they want to maybe not talk about Santa Claus and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm sorry, the Lord likes Christmas because it's a celebration about him.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
God so loved the world that he gave. So what are we doing?
We're giving. We're copying him.
We're all giving.
We're being like him.
Exactly.
We love, so we give.
Right.
our good daddy in heaven started that.
Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I find this one thing so special. I was listening to this. Historically, if you want to go back, Jesus was most likely born in the month of September.
Yeah.
Right around the Feast of Tabernacles, which mm-hmm. is a Jewish feast. You can literally look it up if you'd like to find out more information about the Feast of Tabernacles. All you have to do is type it in.
Yep.
And the beautiful thing is tabernacle, the scripture says the word became flesh, which was Jesus. The word became flesh and tabernacled among us,
mm-hmm.
which means made his tent, made his dwelling, right? That's what tabernacled means. Mm-hmm. And so he would have been born about the Feast of Tabernacles, which is just a fulfillment of what he came to do. But the really cool thing is he would have been conceived on Christmas.
Yep.
And that is so special.
Yeah.
I've heard for so long, people are like, well, when was Jesus manifest? When did he come? Well, when he came in Bethlehem, that's when he was manifest. No, no. That is not when he was manifest in the flesh. That is not when he came.
No.
He came the minute he was placed in his mother's womb.
Yep.
And first of all, this tells us how special conception is.
Yes.
And God's feelings about it.
Yeah.
God does not let things happen by accident.
No.
It's no surprise that we celebrate Jesus coming at Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's when he came.
That is when he came. Yep.
That is when he came.
Yes, he came.
Yeah. The first one to recognize that he was Lord was an unborn baby.
Yep.
Before he was even born.
Yep.
John the Baptist in his mother's womb.
Yep.
Leapt when a pregnant Mary walked into the room.
Yep.
He was Lord at the minute of conception.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And that's when he came down.
Yep. Right there.
Right there. So I just think that's special.
It's so cool.
I know.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
I know. Yay.
Thanks for coming down.
Well, and it shows us how special, because this is simply honest motherhood, how special those lives have been in our wombs.
Yes.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
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 Yay, yay, yay. And just as a brief encouragement too, because if there's a mama who's lost one that you didn't get to hold, you miscarried. If Jesus was very much Lord and alive and who he was, the fullness of who he was,
mm-hmm.
the minute he was conceived, so is that baby that you lost.
Yep.
And from multiple sources, I can tell you that one is waiting for you up in heaven.
Yep.
Because that eternal spirit,
mm-hmm.
lasts forever.
Yep.
Regardless of if it made it to this earth or not.
Yep.
So that baby's there.
Yep.
Waiting for you. And with Jesus.
Yep. Yeah, with Jesus being taught.
Yeah. Already.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Wow, wow. So.
Amazing.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, friend.
Merry Christmas. And Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. Yep. If you prayed that prayer with us for the first time, give your 2024 to the Lord. And even if you didn't, all of us.
Yes.
Let's give our 2024 to the Lord.
Yeah.
And surrender it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. The I Am is our God, and He will watch out for us next year.
Yes, He will.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Join us next time, which will be next year.
Yay. Yeah, next year.
So, we hope you have a blessed Christmas.
Yes.
Grow in your walk with Jesus, which is your relationship with Him. Like a walk, like going on a walk.
With your favorite person.
Yeah.
You chat about anything and everything.
Yeah.
And you just have fun.
Walk with Him.
Yeah.
And we will see you next time.
Yeah. Sounds good. Okay. If you have...
Oh, that's right.
Questions.
Questions.
For us or topics... You can email us.
That's right.
Yes. At simplyhonestmotherhood@gmail.com. That email address is in the description of our podcast on whatever platform you're listening to us on. You can just click on that and it will bring up a little email window. And you can just send us a message there. Rate the show if you would. Share it. Subscribe. Comment if you want. And then I have a blog that you can check out, themotherhoodrevolution.org, and a YouTube channel as well, Authentic Motherhood. And it's just all here to bless you and encourage you in your motherhood walk. You've got this.
Yeah.
God is with you. He's for you. And no weapon formed against you is going to prosper.
That's right. In Jesus' name. And you know what? Questions. You can ask about anything.
Yeah.
Motherhood, marriage, finances, your walk with Jesus, scriptures,
like literally anything,
literally whatever.
Yeah,
we're not the end all be all smartest people in the whole entire world, but I will say one thing we do is we surrender our podcast to the Holy Spirit to lead. And there's been times you and I have said things that didn't come out of our own brains. No. You know what I mean? And we're like, oh, that was really good, Lord. that was you. You know what I mean? We're all here doing this together.
Yeah.
Motherhood, life, our walks with Jesus. So ask whatever you want to ask.
Yeah. Yeah. We'd love that. Love you.
We would be honored. So
we would.
We will see you next time.
All right. You have a great Christmas.